Listen, you need more followers. If you want more customers, you need more leads. In order to get more leads, one of the easiest, best ways to do that is by leveraging social media. And the best place to leverage your social media is with Instagram. There are billions of users. You just need to know how to attract the ones who want what you have. Brock and I have helped thousands of people just like you grow their account from like 150 people to 5,000, 10,000, 50,000, even 500,000 followers. No, you don't need to be a gorgeous fitness model. No, you don't have to be great on camera. It is easier than ever to grow your Instagram account, but you need to understand how. It's not that difficult. In fact, you're probably wasting so much time on Instagram right now, and we want to help save you time and make you money by finding the customers who want what you have. I invite you to join us. We have a monthly membership. It's insane. It is the best priced training mentorship on the interwebs, if I do say so myself. When you join Insta Club Hub, your monthly membership entitles you to 2 live interactive trainings per month. They're insane. In addition to that, you can log in at any time and watch hundreds of quick, tiny tutorials, each of which are designed to help you grow your Instagram, reach more customers, and do so as quickly as possible. I want to invite you to check it out. Just go to instaclubhub.com. You don't even have to remember that. While you're listening to the show, just scroll down right now over the show notes. You will see that there's a link there to Insta Club Hub. You can actually click on that while you're listening to the show and enter your email address to learn more. It's that simple. And we look forward to seeing you on our next live training. Welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. This is a Quick Tip Tuesday with some important warnings that you need to keep in mind with regard to your online marketing. The FTC is cracking down. Let's get to it. In a previous episode, you probably remember, in fact, I'm going to link to it in our show notes, me talking about one of the most important elements of incentivizing or motivating people to take action, to click add to cart, to finalize the sale, is to create this sense of urgency. And my earliest training as a marketer, that's what I learned. When you go to QVC, they have a limited quantity. You know, when you're watching live TV and they're selling items and you realize, oh my gosh, the blue widget just sold out and the red widgets are running incredibly low. Now there's plenty of white widgets, but red is getting really low. Oh, look at that. The red widgets just sold out. That's a form of urgency that you see on QVC, live shopping networks, home shopping network. That's very effective and it's also legitimate. Now the FTC very closely watches infomercials and live shopping shows. The FTC used to be very focused on TV. Infomercials in particular, and again, home shopping network or home shopping programming. But as I'm sure you've noticed, there aren't a lot of infomercials running on TV anymore. The cable networks that just do exclusive television shopping, they are so dialed in to the FTC guidelines that they just are not going to take a chance. So they play by the rules. There are very few, as I mentioned, infomercials running on TV today, and most of them, many of them, offer what's known as a free trial. Well, now the FTC is cracking down on free trials, continuity programs, subscription or membership models that make it almost impossible for customers to figure out how to cancel their subscription, free trials where the consumer isn't explicitly warned that their free trial is over and now they're going to start getting charged either a weekly, monthly, daily, or an annual subscription. In fact, if you've purchased an app in the App Store recently, especially one of those apps where you pay for like either an annual subscription or weekly, in most instances now, you will see that you can pick like annual, weekly, monthly, etc. But there will be a little button that says, notify me that I will be charged before my free trial ends. And it's a button now that you have to click. And maybe the average person won't even see that button, but until recently, that button didn't even exist. You had to basically put a notification in your calendar, at least you should if you're organized, put a notification in your calendar the date or a couple of days before the free trial ends so that if you weren't enjoying the product or the app or whatever it was you're trying for free, you could make a decision to continue or to cancel your membership. I'm laughing because I made the mistake of, in the moment, buying an app that was like a karaoke app called Smule. I think it was like $9 a week, some ridiculous amount of money for this karaoke app that I used maybe I don't know, 3 days and didn't realize that it had kicked over from the trial offer to $9 a week. And I joke all the time that that karaoke app almost made me go bankrupt. By the time I realized that I'd been paying $10, basically it was $9.99 a week for weeks and weeks and weeks, just crazy for an app that I don't use. The free trial has become a very effective marketing methodology, and I'm still a big fan of the free trial. Currently, with one of our programs, Insta Club Hub, we offer a $7 trial, but because my reputation is attached, it's really important, even though we partner with a company that helps us with our marketing, it's really important to me that people receive notification before their trial is up and that they know, okay, you've just had 2 weeks to try this for $7. If you do not unsubscribe, then your free trial rolls over into a monthly membership or an annual membership if you want to save some money. Personally, I'm really a fan of a low-cost trial versus a free trial for that very reason. I think many people who are doing a free trial, that's a different type of customer versus one who's like, okay, I'm willing to invest a little bit to figure out if this is in fact worth it. So for us, it's converting at a 50% rate. I mean, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52% regularly. So that's super effective. And as long as we're communicating it clearly to our customers, we stay out of trouble with the FTC. But the FTC is really looking at online marketers today and trying to figure out and crack down on those who are engaging in what they call dark practices. So examples of dark practices, I know you've been on a website before where it just keeps popping up like, so-and-so from South Dakota just purchased, Mary Beth from Chicago, Illinois just purchased, and just keeps showing you like all these purchases. Well, I don't know if you realize this, but there are companies who sell software that generates those phony sales. Like that company isn't actually getting those sales in real time. But if you're on the website and you're on the sales page and you're seeing like all these real-time notifications of sales, well, at least you assume that they are real-time notifications of sales, it makes the buyer feel the sense of urgency. I know I felt that way. I've been on one of those websites where I see those things popping up. I'm like, wow, man, if you know all these other people are purchasing this, this is something that must be really good. Like all these other people must be doing their research. Therefore, I should buy this thing right now too. So there are companies that generate those notifications and they're all fake. They're bogus. And the FTC is cracking down on the companies that are manufacturing that software and the companies, the marketers who are using them. Now, to be very clear, there are companies and software programs that will do this for you and it's legitimate. It is actually the customer who purchased in real time and you're actually seeing a pop-up notification of that purchase. And those apps are specifically designed to create urgency in the customer. They're designed to create FOMO and social proof. And without question, those sales pop-ups and the apps you can plug in, the different software programs you can buy, they definitely drive more sales. But when you're using them to create fake sales pop-ups, you risk getting shut down and fined by the FTC. Another very common plugin that you can put on your website or again on your Shopify store or your sales page is a sales countdown timer. And this is one that we use. We use this when we're doing the Marketing Impact Academy, but it's legit. We open the Marketing Impact Academy and then we close it. And we usually only open it once a year. When we do, we're typically open for a week, sometimes 2 weeks. It just, for us, we set a certain number of students that we can handle based on our staffing, based on the amount of time that I have, Brock has, or other professors have. So it's never the exact amount. It's never the same amount each year. So we figure that amount out in advance and we don't broadcast that. And then we set a timer that even if we haven't reached new registration capacity, but we do hit our closing date, then we close enrollment. So we have a countdown clock that's running. And again, that helps to create urgency, but we also have to communicate on the page that if we get our maximum number of registrants, then the cart will close even before the sales timer clicks to zero. Does that make sense? Again, this is just a plugin. It's also something you can add to your Shopify. There's lots of different companies that make a variety of different countdown timers and counter clocks. And they're meant to convince buyers that the time is right now. And they're very effective. And I've always felt like that was a real service to customers because, like all of us, we're so easily distracted. If I want it right now, I almost want the company to incentivize me to buy it right now. Even if I could come back, I'm probably going to forget. And I'm looking at it right now and I want to buy it. However, the FTC does not necessarily see that as a convenience for buyers. It sees it as what they consider dark tactics or dark patterns in marketing. Less than 6 months ago, the FTC issued a new enforcement policy warning companies, especially online marketers, against deploying these illegal or what they call dark patterns because they believe they are trapping or tricking consumers into purchases or services under false pretenses. I think we've probably all been to a website where you see a little notification of how many of those particular items are left in stock. Again, that is a scarcity model. And if it's used effectively, if it's used with honesty and integrity, it's very effective and it does motivate your customers and it's a great way to communicate with them how many of these items are left. The problem is a lot of unscrupulous marketers are using this tactic and are using these plugins and apps and software, et cetera, and lying about the actual number of items that they have on hand. So who is the FTC going after? Are they going after, you know, smaller companies like mine, like yours? To be honest, probably not. They're going after companies like Google and Spotify, large subscription-based services. They're going after companies like the Marriott and Hilton, respectively both deceptive in their charging of resort fees each month. Even still, I think it's a good reminder that we always want to be honest and we want to have integrity with everything that we do. In the long run, marketing is a balance. It is a balance between like persuading people to take action without tricking them, without lying, without being deceptive. And in fact, when it comes to these dark patterns, there's two core components that these allegations need to have in order to be substantiated. Number one is that the conduct was allegedly the result of some intentional conduct, like they're intentionally trying to deceive the customer. And number two, that there was a necessary impact on the consumer or the customer's ability to make an informed decision. I am going to include a link to a great Shopify resource that goes over 12 different types of dark patterns that you definitely want to avoid. I'm going to read through them very quickly, but I encourage you to click the link in our show notes to learn more. The first is bait and switch. I think that speaks for itself. And, you know, how horrible if you're doing that. Like, I hope you're not even listening to the show. Confirm shaming. This is one I've seen, and I've never been a fan of it myself either. It's when you're basically telling the consumer, like, if you don't do this, well, then you're a loser. You've probably seen it before. It's like, sign up and get a coupon, or saying, nah, I prefer paying full price. That used to was a very effective tactic for a while there, but now that's considered confirm shaming. Number two is disguised ads. And this is when an ad is designed to look like regular content. I'm sure you've done this before where it says like, read more. And when you go to click on it, it's actually an ad. Forced continuity, that's when you know sign up again for something that's free and you don't realize that you are going to get charged for it and they don't send you a notification that you're going to get charged and they make it really difficult for you to cancel your subscription. Number five is friend spam. What's that? You've signed up for websites before where I'm sure you've seen that they've asked if they can access your contacts. I always say no. But LinkedIn lost a lawsuit for $13 million when the brand was found guilty of using your contact list to gain access to all of your friends' emails. And then, you know, adding those people's emails and them getting spammed to join LinkedIn. Number six is hidden costs. That's when you sign up for something and you don't realize that what you've signed up for has all these additional expenses that are associated that you don't even realize you have to pay. Number seven is the intentional misdirection. It's where they're asking you like from a pull-down menu to select something and that's actually to increase your price. Number eight is the price comparison prevention. That's where you pull up a website. I'm sure you've done this before. Like you go to Apple and you get to compare two different computers or whatever. Well, there are certain websites that, in fact, another great example of this is LinkedIn, where if you went to go buy their Premium Plus plan, you actually couldn't compare it to lesser plans. So you ended up like just buying the more expensive one. The next one, number 9, is called Privacy Zuckering. I'm sure you can imagine what this is about. Privacy Zuckering is about making the user share more personal information than what they really need to. Number 10, they call the Roach Motel, which I think is hysterical. The Roach Motel is where you're using a technique that makes it almost impossible for people to figure out how to unsubscribe from your mailing list or how to delete their account or how to end their subscription. Number 11 is the Sneak Into Basket. OMG, do people really do this? It's a pattern where there's a plugin, especially on Shopify. And again, all of these plugins are made by people other than Shopify, but they work in conjunction with Shopify and other web or WordPress-based programs. But the Sneak Into Basket is where they will add an item that relates to something that you've already added to your cart. And you're, you know, it's like, oh, we just suggested this for you, but they're not suggesting it. They're actually putting it in your cart. And the number 12, I think that was 11, right? Yeah, the number 12 is tricky questions. These are typically questions that appear when the user is trying to register for a service. But the checkbox that are shown and the options for the checkboxes are altered. So it kind of tricks the user who's maybe trying to opt out, and it automatically tricks them into opting in. I mean, come on, people. Have some integrity. I mean, personally, I believe some of these are much worse than others. I have always thought the confirm shaming was, although it's not a practice we use now, I remember seeing other marketers using that and thinking, oh, that's funny. That's good. That's good, because it's like forcing you to select, no, I don't want to opt in. I would rather pay more money. Again, if you're using that tactic, is the FTC coming after you if you have, you know, 1,000 customers? I doubt it. It's good to keep in mind that these dark patterns, they're not encouraged. It's not how you build trust with your customers, and it's certainly not how you serve your community. Listen, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for leaving 5-star reviews for the show. Like, Brock and I are blown away. Every time you guys write a review, please don't forget to take a screenshot of it and then tag us on Instagram so that we can thank you. That means a lot to us. It's how we get the word out about the show. You guys are the best. We so appreciate you. Please feel free to join our private Facebook community. Just go to Facebook and type in Chalene's Pod Squad. You'll have to answer a few questions there just to confirm that you actually listen to the show. And it's a great place to talk about particular episodes, get more information. In the meantime, thank you so much for being here. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done.
If you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to make sure you're subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. We'd love to know. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursday. From Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, be sure to follow and subscribe to Chalene's other podcast, The Chalene Show. It's about living your best life, improving all areas like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, ADHD, fitness, self-care, sleep, and so much more. Links to anything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.